AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says there was chaos in Afghanistan leading up to the end of the mission.
The women and men of the United States military, our diplomatic corps, and intelligence professionals did their job and did it well.
At the White House, the president says this was the way the mission was supposed to have been carried out.
Since March, we reached out 19 times to Americans in Afghanistan with multiple warnings and offers to help them leave Afghanistan, all the way back as far as March.
Biden says he was left with two choices by the Trump administration: follow the deal with the Taliban made by Trump, or put thousands more troops into the country and return to war. Illinois freshman Republican Congresswoman Mary Miller, a Trump ally, accuses the president of increasing the chances of a terror attack.
We all know that another 911 is coming. Our allies don't respect us, and our enemies don't fear us. We are in a terrible position worldwide.
More than 110,000 people, including some 5,500 U.S. citizens, were flown out of the Kabul airport in the 2 weeks since the Taliban gained control of the city and much of Afghanistan. More than a million homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi still without power after Ida. Four deaths blamed on a hurricane so far, two in each state. The Calder Fire has forced more than 20,000 people to evacuate from South Lake Tahoe, California, and people across the state line in Nevada are readying to leave. Fire spokesman Keith Wade.
Every containment line that we've had on that eastern side, it has skipped it. And the reason being, this is a very rapidly driven fire through terrain. And it's the weather that's helping to drive it. We've experienced very erratic winds, very high temperatures.
The fire, one of dozens burning in California, has destroyed some 600 homes and other buildings, threatening 33,000 others. This is AP News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he will sign the just-passed GOP election bill. It restricts voter access, drop boxes, polling hours, absentee balloting, and makes it illegal for election officials to reject a party-appointed poll watcher. USA Gymnastics proposing a more than $400 million settlement with survivors of the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal.
Nearly 3 years after USA Gymnastics filed for bankruptcy in the wake of the Larry Nassar scandal, the organization and the Survivors Committee representing hundreds of women have filed a joint $425 million settlement proposal in U.S. bankruptcy court. Nassar, who worked as a sports doctor for USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University, is in prison in Michigan for sexual assault and possession of child pornography. The proposal needs to be approved by the survivors and any other creditors. Votes must be in by November 8th and written objections are due by November 19th. A confirmation hearing is scheduled for early December. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.